This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Speaking of New Year's Eve, Charlottesville will have a very special party here coming up in just a couple of nights. Drake Vandecastle is president of First Night Virginia, and he joins me live with all the details, everything you want to know about what happens in Charlottesville on New Year's Eve. Drake, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Corey. Thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. So you guys, you and your team have been very, very busy here over the last few weeks getting ready for this huge shindig, soiree, party, kickoff of the new year. Give us the details now. What is First Night Virginia here in Charlottesville?
Well, first off, we're excited. It's the 29th year we've run it in Charlottesville, and it's the second oldest First Night in the United States. So it's got a real rich tradition of community arts and entertainment. And there's something for everyone. We open up, we have some amusement rides that we're working with in downtown. Business Association has helped us, that we'll have down near the pavilion that will be free for those that have wristbands, and it will be a dollar for the general public. So that'll be opening up much earlier in the day. I believe we kicked that off at 3, and then starting at 4:15, we have a wide variety. We have a storyteller. We've got the Camp Creature Puppet Show. We've got a drum show. We've also got things for the kids. It's called Creation Station, where they get to go in and make something they can take away. We've also got the Kids Zone, a huge amount of inflatables. It'll be over at the Omni that will keep the kids entertained and take care of all that year-end energy. And certainly, we've got a wide variety of music. We've got some young...
Are you doing that bubble stomp again for the kids?
The bubble stomp is on.
Yeah, my kids did that one year.
That'll be after the processional. So we do a series of stuff with the kids, and then we have a processional that will go from 6:30 to 7, and we finish it up with a bubble stomp. So yeah, that's for kids and adults.
That's a whole lot of fun. For folks who've never seen that, even if you don't have kids, it's worth getting down there just to watch that happen.
It goes quick. Everybody having some fun on the bubble stomp.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We're talking with Drake Vandecastle. He's president of First Night Virginia. The website, folks, if you want complete details, the schedule, everything you need to know is firstnightva.org. Drake, what else is going to be happening Friday night?
Well, we're excited to be back at the Paramount this year, and we've got a great show with Mark Neiser. He is a juggler extraordinaire, and he's got a 3D laser light show that's going to be part of it. And we've also got some great comedy down there with D.T. Owens. So we're thrilled to be back at the Paramount. We've got some great dance music that's going to be at the Omni. We have two D.C. bands, one that's got some Motown soul to it called the Moonlighters, and then we've got a kind of a broad cover band that's coming in that's called Zipper. For those that are a little more geared towards classic, we have Tara Voce, who is a flute and cello couple who will be playing, and we have Mira, who plays kind of a neo-Celtic folk rock that's going to be there. And one of the surprises last year was a band called Pure Blind Luck, and everybody had a lot of fun with them. And Heebie Jeebies was another one that I think will be a hit for us this year. We've got the Deans, which is kind of a gospel blues overview. We've got Eric Jones, who's a magician, that will be down at Live Arts. And
lots of good stuff.
Chris Adams, he'll be coming up from Richmond. I mean, there's something for, we think, for all ages. And the thing we're doing this year, which is brand new, is we're going to be having the pavilion. That will be open to the public, and anybody come down. You do not have to have a wristband for that, but it will be something that we're trying to engage the community more. And we'll be having a fire troop down there called Scintillation, and it's something that you have to see in order to experience it. It's pretty amazing stuff, and that will be down at the pavilion. That'll start at 11:15, and obviously we'll be doing the ball drop down there. So we are going to have a live feed from Times Square, and so we're thrilled about how that's come together.
Is it a live video feed or audio feed?
Live video feed.
A live video feed. And where is the screen? In the pavilion?
It's going to be at the pavilion.
Good
indeed.
Stuff. Now, I guess most people by now are familiar with the First Night idea, but for those who are not, you basically just get a wristband and you can pretty much go to any of these events all over town, right?
Indeed, a wristband. So the tickets until the night of are $15 for adults, $5 for children. And this year we expanded the ages for the kids. Kids are free under 5, and then the children age goes up to 16 this year. We bumped that up 5 years to try and make it more family friendly. So for a family pack with 2 adults and 2 children, it's $35 for potentially up to 7.5 hours of entertainment.
Wow, good stuff. FirstNightVA.org is the website. It's First Night Virginia 2011, and I'm on the website right now. And right now we have 2 days, 7 hours, 16 minutes, and 50 seconds. Mark, there you go. Drake VandeCastle is president of First Night Virginia. Drake, thank you for the update, buddy. I appreciate it, and Happy New Year.
Hey, Corey, and one last plug, if I can,
sure
everybody.
Thing.
It's going to be great weather. We're looking for the high in the 50s during the day, and it looks like mid-30s, so it's going to be a great day to come out and bring in the new year.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a warm day and not that cold at night, so good stuff. Well, thank you,
we're
Drake.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you for your support, Corey.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you do and your team and all the volunteers and everybody who makes First Night Virginia happen here in Charlottesville. Just one of the reasons why we love to live here. The second oldest First Night celebration in America, right here in Charlottesville.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.